live and we're sitting here talking to ourselves and like trying to make things work. And here we are. Well, welcome to Follow Me Friday with
Joan
and Priya.
Globally connecting thought leaders in a fun and educational way.
And again, she sounds like she's a miles and miles away.
I feel like this is like a redundant.
I know, but the last few times she's been sounding really good, but today she sounds echoey and like she's a long ways away.
I remember last couple times, calling in a different line.
You're calling?
Oh.
You're what?
The last couple of times you had me calling on a different line, so maybe that's it. Well, I can call in on a different line if you need me to.
Well, right now, whatever you're doing, you're moving closer to the phone or something, you sound better.
Oh, I didn't do anything different.
Now you don't sound good. Having technical issues with poor Katie.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Let's come back to center.
And it's a gorgeous Friday in New York City. Welcome to all of our Facebook audience that's watching. Deirdre,
yes.
My friend Deirdre Savino is
Hi,
watching.
Deirdre.
Hi, Deirdre.
Yeah.
And it is seriously a gorgeous Friday. Like, it's bright.
Really?
It's not too sunny, but it's bright.
I kind of have a headache, so I'm irritated by the sun.
Maybe it's because you had your beautiful hair straightened
because
caused your head to go flat.
I was telling her, the radio station intern, Corinne, I was telling her I had weak coffee this morning.
Weak coffee.
Where, so
at home
I
or
bought
out?
Max Wade bought the Maxwell House tea bags.
Yes.
Then that's not tea. It's coffee in the tea bag or whatever. And it's so weak. And I get a headache if I don't have strong enough coffee.
Maxwell House coffee. It's bad
kitchen
coffee. Better coffee money can't buy. Isn't that the song? Right?
I don't know. They suck.
Oh,
whatever.
Don't say that. They may be a sponsor.
Maybe
not we'll
right
get
now.
Them to taste test.
They need to prove to me that they can hang. Hang with Priya's brain.
Well,
anyway.
I had Newman's Own coffee this morning.
Uh-huh.
Newman, not Paul. Paul Newman. Yeah, actually, I had Paul Newman's coffee this morning. And he donates a portion of his proceeds to charity.
Oh,
you know
he
that.
Does?
Newman's Own brand was established, and he always donates a portion of the proceeds to charity from his brand. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I buy a lot of Newman's Own stuff. Who else buys Newman's Own? Let us know and put it in the comments on Facebook. So
that is such a boring topic. Newman's Own.
What?
Newman's Own.
Newman's Own coffee?
Okay, whatever.
It isn't. Hey. Why is it boring?
I digress. It's my headache. Sorry.
You know, I actually met a bunch of years ago when I was working with an accounting firm.
Digress.
And they were working with nonprofits.
Yes.
We actually met the person who runs the Newman's Foundation.
Oh.
And they were talking all about what they do for charity, and they're a socially responsible company.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Right? Isn't that cool?
Okay.
So your hair looks really good.
Thank you. Should
we comment about my hair? Because I just
your
talked
rose
about
gold.
It.
So I didn't tell you this, but when you were showing. Okay, so
I have rose gold. For those of you at home who can see.
So if you look, there's a big spot in the center. That's rose gold.
It's because I sprayed it in different ways. But
you look like one of those punk.
Can you see the back?
You look like a calico cat.
I look like a calico cat. Well, truth be told, and we're very honest on this show, it's one of the things that makes us stand out is that I have some grays showing underneath, and I ran out of my gray spray.
What?
I have an appointment coming up at L'Oreal, but I ran out of my spray, and I used it a little bit, and then I'm like, well,
were
I
you
have
like
this rose gold?
I'm gonna spray
and
over
I
here.
Literally just went.
I'm gonna spray
and
over
it went,
here.
It went right in the middle. I'm like, okay, well, now I'm gonna have to finish it off by adding underneath and layers. So I've got rose gold hair today, and I like it. I like it. And
okay.
Sam's just like shaking
whatever.
His head, going, he's like Gelman for us. Do you ever watch Kelly
Ripa's
show?
Oh,
he's like Gelman. Where he's like part of the show.
Except Gelman
talks. We like
talks.
Him more. Exactly. Sam won't talk to us.
Once
he's like, if
talk
I talk, the less I talk, the quicker this goes.
Right. So if you guys are looking at us on Facebook, we had a little faux pas with our OBS again because my computer was not starting. And I was like, is this Mercury retrograde? Like, what's going on?
Crazy, right?
Like, she was running.
So maybe
she,
we'll
you,
get
you
that
made
going.
It just in
I
time.
I made it
like
just
I
in
did
time.
Last week.
Yeah, I think something is going on in the universe. And let us know if you feel this, too, because it is. It's something strange. Everybody I've spoken to has said it.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Facebook. Everyone on social media is saying it. Everyone I meet in person is saying it. We're kind of all just trying to get through right now until, and I guess it's spring has sprung. I don't know. Sam, are you feeling it? Are you feeling anything wacky in the universe right now?
Just us.
He's too busy getting ready. Well, you know, it's also the black hole. You know, they photographed the black hole. Maybe that has something to do with
really
it.
Really awesome.
That was really awesome.
Really
right?
awesome. So I don't know if you guys all saw the news, but we have our first full image. Well, not full because it's a little blurry of a black hole.
Based on a young woman's algorithm.
Yeah. So we have a conglomerate of telescopes called the Event Horizon after, you know, the movie and what happens, you know, right before the light disappears.
Lost that microphone.
I know. I'm like moving my hands right before the light disappears into the black hole. That's called the Event Horizon. And it's a collaboration between telescopes around the world. And one young grad student from MIT, a young woman, her name's Katie Bauman, mm-hmm. she discovered the algorithm for getting that image to appear on the screen. So I guess it's all this math and formulas that she had to work out to get that image to appear from all of these telescopes pulling in the data.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yes.
I'm like, you couldn't just take a simple photo, but
no,
how could
it's not
you?
A simple
how
photo because it's the work of many telescopes. Because we're one little
so
tiny
cool.
blue dot compared to what we're seeing.
Right.
That black
right.
hole is massive.
Wow.
Yes. And
wow.
yes.
That's pretty
way
cool.
larger than the solar
I
system.
I actually have to say, I mean, kudos that I'm actually very proud it was a young woman.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Talk about STEM,
and,
right?
And you know what I thought? I'm like, you know, now, like, what is she going to do the rest of her life? She had like a major accomplishment in her early 20s. What's next?
Downhill from there. You never know what's next. That's actually what it is we have no idea what the possibilities are.
No,
she doesn't even know what she doesn't know.
No, if I was like Elon Musk or Richard Branson, I would scoop her up in a second just to work for them.
So let's
get I'd be like, okay,
let's
you know, drop
them.
Out right now for MIT, come work for me. I would totally scoop her
you
up.
You know, it's so interesting when you think about that because it is so true. Like this is something that we couldn't fathom.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, some young woman was able to figure out how to make this work, to see this.
But you know what's even more ironic? Like, you ever heard of that phrase, science fiction is a precursor for science fact?
Yes.
What we're seeing in the image is, obviously, it's blurry, but it's very similar to what we portray in our movies.
Interesting.
Very similar.
So we kind of do know what we don't know in that way. Like, we imagine our imaginations.
Mm-hmm.
Are so wild that we can actually imagine something that is real and not even realize that it's going to
happen. Exactly. Kind of like the whole idea of beaming up.
Yeah.
You know, for Star Trek or whatever. That's a possibility now in a very minute scale. You can transport particles.
Did you watch
from
that as a kid? Were you a Star Trekkie?
I still watch it. Star Trek Discovery.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
You're a Trekkie? Do you go to the conferences?
I'm not a Trekkie like that. I just love the sci-fi.
Like that.
Okay, so I want to acknowledge something. You had a really tough week.
Yeah.
And Joni's...
It's actually kind of been a tough year so far.
I know.
But I'm choosing
Don't think of it
to
that
be
way.
Happy. Yeah. I'm choosing to be happy.
Yeah. It's an opportunity for you to celebrate life, right?
Yeah.
So Joni had a death in the family. And I'm calling it death because friends are family.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is your best friend's dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really sorry
for
his passing. Yeah. And I know it's been really tough.
It's she's on her way today. She's going to be heading to India to see her mom and her sister and her brother there. And
is she the only
one
in the
States?
They've
got a lot of support. No, her sister's here too. Her brother's in England. And she has a lot of support there. And they will take his, they had the ceremony because they can't really wait. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't get there right away based on some passport issues. Her passport was actually stolen when she was on vacation in Canada. It's a long story.
Oh, man.
But she is heading there today, and they will then go and sprinkle his ashes in a few different places, one being the Ganges River in India.
Wow.
So she's going to India, my bestie, Ritu. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So thoughts and prayers to her. Her dad used to watch us on Facebook and he would make comments once in a while.
He
was always big on Facebook. And I actually met her mom and dad before I met her.
Yeah, I remember the story.
I met her mom on a train in India. And when I got off the train, this was 22 years ago, when I got off the train, her dad was waiting to pick her up. I met the uncle putting her on the train.
Uh-huh.
Her dad was waiting to pick her up. The mom, and he met me into a little like rickshaw taxi cab to go to my place that I was staying. And he took me out of it. He felt something uncomfortable.
Really?
And he said, no, wrong one, get out. And he took me out of that cab and put me into a different one.
Oh, my God.
So he's been like my guardian angel from the very beginning. Aww. Since I met them. Yeah, 22 years ago.
Wow, yeah. I can imagine. You know, I know in my family, my dad, all my best friends, they're like, these are all my daughters.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm sure he treated you the same way.
Oh, absolutely. And him and my dad, my dad should hopefully be watching today unless he's babysitting Brendan and playing with my nephew. Yeah. Is he watching? Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
He was very close, very, very close with Ashok Ritu's father. Yeah, aww. Very close. They became close first on Facebook and then they met in person. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Well, my love and all the positive thoughts go out
to our family. We're thinking of it. I went and saw her on Sunday and we're thinking of it as a celebration of his life, and he would want it to be a party.
Yes.
He would love that we were talking about him right now on the air.
Yeah.
He wanted everyone to be, he was all about human beings.
Yes.
And everyone to be connected and everyone to have spread love.
Aww. Yeah. Well, so, we're going to continue to spread love in his name. And this show is dedicated to her daddy.
Yeah. Aww. Richie's daddy, Ashok. We love him.
And so our topic today is disruptors.
Yes.
And we have somebody badass.
Yes, we do. We have a bunch of badass women today in the studio, too.
Okay.
I'm going to give a shout out to Casey, who came in sick.
Yes.
Come over here, Casey, our intern, Casey, who's been such a
trooper. Just don't breathe on us, Casey.
Don't breathe on us. Don't touch us. We don't want you to have a virus. But Casey literally showed up today. We didn't know she was going to be here because she's been sick for like 3 weeks and she couldn't come last week. Mm. And so,
And it's been going around. Like my kids have been sick.
Exactly.
I was sick.
How are you doing over there, Katie?
Have you been sick? Good. I'm not sick. Knock on wood. Just trying to make it through the last few weeks where it's a little chilly. It's nice here in Rochester today.
Oh, I can imagine. It's spring flowers.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my car.
You're in your car.
Are you Are you stowing away from work trying to call your friend?
Eating lunch in her car. Aww.
No, my Fall Me Friday spot.
Good.
Aww, I love it.
I used to sit in my car. I used to sit in my car when I would go from college, from high school to work. I would have like a half hour before I had to be at the. I worked for a. What is it called when they put braces on?
Orthodontist.
Like names aren't even coming up in my head. I worked for an orthodontist, and I used to have my little yogurt before I'd go into the orthodontist, and then he'd clean my teeth. So I would sit in my car and eat my lunch.
Aww.
So we have somebody amazing today. Stacy is a disruptor.
Yeah, so Stacy Burnell, she's calling in from Utah, and I met her through Mama's Spring Break, Mama Ladder. But this woman, I feel like I instantly connected with her on Instagram, and then we got there. She's just amazing, and she just put on this huge event for autism.
Fabulous.
Just because she wanted to. She wanted to get awareness out of there, but it was just, it blew up into this
huge
thing.
Well, I have a big question for her because, as you all know, what's going on in New York City is the measles outbreak in Rockland County and now in Brooklyn, and the mayor has declared a state of emergency.
I cannot. You know what? I understand.
Making
this
kids
is like a
get
whole
vaccinated.
Other topic
it's
for another show.
It's a whole other topic, but I know
these anti-vaxxers
people,
are just
right.
Like.
Yes, but I will say, and I don't know which side I'd be on. It's a little bit scary. I know there's things proven
okay, we have
in each
to go to break.
Way, but
all
we'll
right.
talk about this when
and
we come back because I have a
question about
it. We're
going to switch OBS people, so hang on Facebook.
See you in a minute.
Okay,
be right back.
Bye.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And we're back and we're live, and we got rid of my Facebook Live, and we were trying to go to Priya's, but for some reason something's up with her computer. There's something going on in the universe, and we know it. We don't know
they're
what
just
it
messing
is,
with me,
but we know it. So for those of you who are trying to watch us on Facebook Live, you're gonna have to wait a little bit. She's handing me plugs and I can't pay attention and talk to you all at the
Casey,
same time.
Casey, it's all yours. Plug
Casey,
it in. Plug
it's
it
all
in.
Yours this side, Casey. And so without further ado, why don't you introduce our guest?
Sure. Stacey Bernal is our guest today, and she is the ambassador for badassery. And I've met her on Mama Spring Break, Mama Ladder. She's a speaker. She's a writer. And she, her website is See Stacey Speak. So I'm always thinking of her as See Stacey Speak, which is the funniest thing. But Stacey, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm watching you on Facebook Live, and I don't know how delayed it is, but I feel like a creeper because I'm just like,
really? How are you watching us? Because we're okay.
She's
so
watching the old
so,
one.
So yeah, you're probably watching the old one because now we just went live with the new one. Because the program I was using has been, I don't know what's going on with my computer.
We should have got, I know, it's fine. Just shut it and be done.
I know,
it's all good.
It's
well, welcome to the
today.
Show, Stacey. Tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I live in Utah. I speak, I write, I coach. I'm the doer of all the things.
Badassery. I want to know what the badassery is about.
Well, it came about. I'm an 8-time marathoner. I'm an ultra marathoner, and people just all the time, like, you know, they hear it and they're like, "Wow, that's pretty badass."
Well, triathlons. You've done triathlons, right?
Yeah, but it's less about me, and it's more about when I say I'm an ambassador of badassery, what I mean by that is I see the badass in you, and I help you see it, too.
So, oh, I love that. I like that, yeah.
Right? Like we all have an inner badass. I think sometimes some people forget that they're there or they don't recognize it, and I like to think that I help people find that, their inner badass.
Well, how do you determine if someone's badass? What are the qualities that make a badass?
Everyone has something. And it can honestly be the things that we overcome and that we survive. And I think a lot of people, they think those things diminish themselves. Mm-hmm. And really, it's a matter of shifting your perspective and seeing the strength that you've gained by going through those bad things.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, everyone's gone through something, and it's just a matter of how we look at it, how we look at ourselves from going through that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the bad stuff that make us stronger.
I'm laughing because I'm writing a note to Casey.
I know, she's
trying to get a note
Stacey,
to
I'm
Sam.
Sorry.
Pointing to a pen, pointing to paper, going, "I'm writing," because I'm hearing background talk. And I'm like, what's going on here?
So what Stacey was saying was that when people go through things and they're going through problems, mm-hmm. and they come through it on the other end, they're stronger people.
Absolutely.
And because of the experiences they've had.
Yeah.
That's what makes them a badass. They're much stronger, much wiser. Am I getting it right, Stacey?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you just did something really badass in Utah. And can I tell you, I was so tempted to just pick up the phone and call you and be like, "How'd it go?" Because I just wanted to hear all about it. So this woman is like superwoman. So one of her sons, how many sons do you have? You have one or two?
I have two sons and one daughter.
Yeah. So her oldest son has autism, mm-hmm. and she is a phenomenal mom. She, you know, takes really good care of him, and she wants the best for him. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, she also wants the best for other children who have autism. Mm-hmm. And she thought one day, you know, I really want to, there's not enough resources out there in Utah. I really want to do something more for the children in Utah that have autism. And she, well, why don't you tell the story, Stacey? I'm about to steal your thunder. Tell the story, Stacey.
No, I love it. I love it. You're like building it up. Yeah, so it actually kind of started last year, very last minute. Autism Awareness Day is April 2nd. So last year on March 31st, I said, oh, it would be fun if we did an autism walk in our community. Mm-hmm. And we had about 20 people that showed up. It was just this very small affair. But our local newspaper heard about it, so they wrote a story about my son and my friend's daughter, and they did some cute videos. And this year, coming into this year, I thought, wouldn't it be fun if we could make something bigger now that I've got some time and I can actually think about it and plan it? And I came across a documentary that fit perfectly with our goals. And we just created this event because, particularly in northern Utah, so I'm about 45 minutes away from Salt Lake, 45 minutes to an hour from Salt Lake. And Salt Lake has a fair amount of resources, and people up here all the time are like, yeah, we could have certain resources, but we'd have to go to Salt Lake for it. And I'm like, you know, we really need more here in this area. We need to, it's trying to find a needle in a haystack as far as getting resources for our kids. Mm-hmm. So I just started researching, finding what was available in the community, and we put together this event that ended up being, it was pretty successful.
Last week. Pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm.
So this was your second
was
one. This,
whoa. What was that, Sam? Sorry about that.
I'm telling you, there's something going on in the universe today. Nobody believes it, but it's happening.
If there's a spirit around.
I feel it.
So, Stacey, this was your second annual? You had the one last year, and then this is the second one?
Well, technically it was the second one. And so it was funny because people didn't really know that. So they were coming to the event, and the part of the presentation was that I told them, you know, welcome, you're actually here, and this is our second year doing this. And so I think that it's definitely going to grow from here. In fact, I already have people that are like, we need more of this, don't wait till next year. And so we're kind of talking about doing something at the end of summer before school starts. But we have a significant need in our community to improve the awareness, the acceptance, and to have more resources available.
And it sounds like to connect people, because you probably didn't have that many people that you knew were going through this sometimes, right?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, Utah has one of the highest statistics nationally for autism.
Wow.
So, yeah, you'd think we'd have more things available. And I'm kind of in this place where as my son gets older, and, you know, as any autistic person gets older, once they age out of school, their resources dramatically drop off.
They do, yeah.
Like, there's really hardly anything. And so I think, if nothing else, like, one of the biggest things from this event was that people are starting to realize that they're going to need to step up. They're going to need to do things. Businesses, you know, they need to implement ways that they can employ special needs people.
Absolutely.
So this is just like a very small planting of a seed that is just going to grow.
That's amazing. I know there's a number of businesses. There's a restaurant or a diner. I believe it's in Florida. And there's a number of businesses that are very keen on employing children or young adults that special needs.
Supermarkets do it.
Supermarkets.
Publix.
It's such a great thing. And, you know, it helps the community. It helps overall. It helps everything. Because I'd rather shop in a store knowing that that's part of what they do. That's the whole,
I feel the
how we
way.
Started the show. We were talking about social responsibility with Newman's Own. So, see, that totally relates. See? Bringing it all back around.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So this event that she had last week had hundreds of people show up for it.
That is so. So you had went from 20 to hundreds.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she had sponsors and, you know, again, I was just dying to call you, Stacey, and be like, well, how was it? But I wanted to save it for the show because I wanted it to come, you know, be fresh. I also want to say, when I first talked to her about this event at the Mama Spring Break, you know, just hearing her express her feelings about it and just hearing her story, I was so moved. And she, this event didn't happen because she wanted anything from it. She really, it was an event of the heart. Mm-hmm. Like she really put it on because it was coming at from her heart. You know, she wanted to really share resources with other kids, other parents, other people in the community that really needed it.
And then maybe your kids now have new friends that they know are, you know, it's always nice to be with people that are going through what you're going through, no matter what it is and what you're experiencing, and that you can relate to directly. So you give that to your children as a resource. That's fabulous. So what is what's the next step for you?
Sorry, what?
What's the next step for you with the event?
Well, that is a great question. So we had a request to do like a 5K. So I think that would be something that, again, I mean, people want more. So I feel like there's a lot. I had a woman ask me about what if we created a support group? And like, that would be great. I agree. Like, because even just in that event, so many of the families were like, we want to stay connected. We want to be involved. So I think a support group would be great. Doing fundraisers for different things would be great. There was a mom that wanted to see some sports teams that could be put together with special needs kids.
That's great.
I'm like, you know, I think that all sounds great. I'm not personally going to sign up to take on all of that.
nope, you get committees going.
Yes.
You know, I think if nothing else, other people can see that they can do things. They can, because there are people that want to be involved and see these things happen. So, you know, they can definitely do it.
What about incorporating the whole idea? I think you and I had a brief discussion about this, like turning it into a nonprofit, a 501c3. Have you thought about that?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, because this event, it wasn't any sort of fundraiser, but people were coming in saying, we want to donate. We want this to support something. So I do actually have some money that is earmarked to support Autism Services in Northern Utah. I don't know where that's going yet, but it makes me, I know I need to build it as a nonprofit because I don't want this to be like, oh, Stacy has this money that I
just sitting there.
Totally get that.
Well, I support you 100%, and I know you can do it because you're a badass.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But it's really nice because you're like the conduit, and you're the one that started. You lit the fire.
She's a disruptor.
Everyone else, everyone else can take off of that and start doing it with and for you. And once it grows like that, then you're like the centerpiece.
You're manifesting what your community needs just by being
I just want to help, you know, make the world a better place for not only my son but for, you know, special needs community in general.
So let the folks know how they can get in touch with you real quick.
My website is cstacyspeak.com, and I've got all my contact information there, or really any of my social media. Everything is at C Stacy Speak. So,
and Stacy with or without an E?
Stacy with no E.
There you go. That's very specific. S-T-A-C-Y.
Yes.
Not the other one.
Yes. So you guys make sure you check out Stacy online, cstacyspeak.com. And find out what she's doing in Utah.
Yeah, you've met some great people in Utah.
Oh my God, amazing. I wish I could have them all.
I wish I went. I have a dog. I have a dog. I could go. I have a doggy mom.
Well, thank you so much for calling
in, Stacy. It's the same thing as adoption.
Thank you, ladies.
All right. Have a great day.
See you later. Bye.
You too. We'll talk to you
later. We're going to break. Bye. So let's do that.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And we're still live, and we've been talking at the break.
And now we have 3 for 3 with Katie. Hit it, Katie.
Hi, and thank you so much for tuning in to 3 for 3 with Katie. All month long, we will be continuing our conversation about disruptors. So last week, we talked about Netflix, and this week, we're going to be talking about what many people refer to as the Netflix for fashion, and that is Rent the Runway. This online platform has raised $125 million in a deal that now values the company at $1 billion. That's billion with a B. And I'm sure many of you know what Rent the Runway is. And for those of you who don't, I'll just let you know it is an online platform that allows consumers to rent designer clothing at a very, very low price. So it started out where many people turned to Rent the Runway when they had a black tie event, or maybe they had a busy wedding season. You know, you never want to be photographed in the same dress twice, right? So Rent the Runway allows consumers to go and to rent, let's say, an $1,100 dress at a fraction of the cost, at a mere $40 on average. So it really is a disruptor for the fashion industry because it competes not only with the high-end designers and consumers that would be targeting that market, but it also competes with fast fashion. Think of the Zara, the Mason M's of the world. If you can go and you can rent an item that would normally be $1,100 and it's super trendy and it's amazing quality and you're going to spend $40 doing that, it's a direct competitor of a $40 item that you'd be purchasing from H&M. So really, it's a trailblazer in and of itself. But it's funny because I found this article on thebusinessoffashion.com, and it says that despite its bold vision, digital platform, and hundreds of millions of dollars in venture capital funding, Rent the Runway does not see itself as a disruptor. Crazy, right? Actually, the CEO, Harvard grad Jennifer Hyman, said the company is simply responding to new consumer trends, namely the rise of the sharing economy and the growth of online fashion retail, and they're helping the industry to adapt. Really, they're leading the industry in my book. And there were many challenges along the way that she faced. In addition to the logistical challenges, of course, of collecting, cleaning, recirculating the garments, Rent the Runway had a tough time getting a lot of those designers on board. I remember actually Rent the Runway was one of my accounts when I worked in the fashion industry. And we were careful about what items we allowed Rent the Runway to show because we considered them kind of like an off-price market. But nowadays, it's not like that at all. Now they're circulating and signing about 100 new brands every 6 months, and they have very, very high-end desirable names. In addition, today, they don't just have anymore those black tie gowns, so to speak. Now they have anything from workwear to weekend wear to outerwear, and they're continually evolving and disrupting themselves. It's said that they're even going to start adding furniture that you can rent, which is really kind of amazing. So it's very impressive, I think, to say that not only have they reached this pinnacle where they are today, but the CEO and the company overall, they have their eyes on a bigger prize. The goal here, she says, is to create the Amazon Prime of rental to usher in a new form of dynamic ownership. And she's looking to someday be worth $100 billion. That is a lot of zeros if you ask me. So kudos to her, and it's amazing to think, what else, what other industry is she going to disrupt next? So go check out Rent the Runway and be a part of this whole reinvention of the fashion industry.
I love it. And what a great disruptor to talk about.
And that's very ambitious.
It is ambitious. It is ambitious. But, you know, when you think about it, how many times do you go buy something to wear once? And isn't it nice to be able to just rent something to
but
wear
you
once?
Know what? How many times I've been... Okay, so I think it's a fantastic idea, and they have some really badass... like some really great clothes.
Yeah.
But every time I go on there, it's like $60 to rent, where I can go to the Roundaway store and get something for $20. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I always think about that. So I go to the thrift store.
On what you're doing it, what you're wearing it for.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get an award,
wait,
or
I can go to Marshall's.
Go to a wedding, right, or something.
I can go to Marshall's, buy something, and guess what?
What?
Return it.
Oh, do not even go there. Do not even go there.
Yes,
you that rip is off the tags best
and return something.
No, you don't rip off tags.
Not, I have
oh,
to tell you,
you can't wear it and return it with the after.
Oh, please! It's not that
I
bougie.
Have, I have one of their subscriptions, so it's $159 for the month, and you can rent 4 things at a time. You can keep it as long as you want. When
you're
done with something, you send it back. You pick out something new. So imagine if you were to spend $159 on, I don't know, a dress. Or 4
I wouldn't.
Different dresses. I can have 15 different dresses in 1 month if I wanted to. So I think it's really amazing.
Unless
I
it's
agree.
Like a huge event, like I'm going
I
to the Oscars.
It's just, you know what it is? It's sometimes you have to think of what the occasion is and if you can do it. And a lot of people do it all the time.
Yeah.
Regular basis, especially people that are doing presentations or speaking engagements all the time. But again, it you know, you've got to be cost efficient. You've got 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go and do this constantly.
Exactly.
You're going to go buy something. And I love supporting Marshall's, TJ Maxx. I love those mm-hmm. stores. I miss Daffy's. I don't know what happened to Daffy's. Filene's Basement. I miss Filene's.
Yeah.
But I love supporting stores like that. But I also think it's great when you can do this. Also, what about swaps? Swaps, there are many bigger swaps.
Well, that's more thrifty.
I just did one with a bunch of theater friends.
A swap is more thrifty than
absolutely.
You know,
you're not
renting.
Making money.
Yeah,
but doing it, I still love
it's
the
like
idea
borrowing
of
from a
one.
Girlfriend.
Yeah,
like, hey,
absolutely.
Can I borrow that? You know.
And I love that Katie has the little monthly. She's like her Netflix of fashion. So
is it me or is it
hot?
Is.
We got to open that window. It's hot
in
here.
It is hot. I am hot.
I'm hot. It's not just me.
Oh, we have.
So we're gonna sip our promotional partner.
And you guys on Facebook, I'm going to turn it.
It's quite a hefty pour, Miss Casey. You're going to have to drink some of this. You didn't get to try it last
pump
week.
Pump and Whimsy.
Pump and Whimsy. And we had and Dr. Nicola Nice. I kept saying Nice last week.
Nice, because you're
trying
to be fancy.
Yeah. But this is gin with 16 botanicals.
I know.
The way
and
gin
you guys,
was meant to be made.
If this is Smell of Vision,
you
can smell it.
Why
Cheers.
Is mine so much bigger? Did you already drink yours?
No.
My pour.
I did that on
Look
purpose.
Look at my pour compared to your
Because I had
pour.
A slight
All right,
headache.
Here we go.
And you know, I actually went into a liquor store, my local liquor store, and be like, do you have Pump and Whimsy?
Oh, it's beautiful.
And he was like,
really is
now
beautiful.
What is that?
Yeah, it's quite nice and soft. And
I love it.
And simple.
It's
and
so
I
good.
Can tell and smell and taste everything
mm-hmm.
in it. And we talked about this last week, and we'll have her come on again.
Yeah.
It's
it'll
so be
good.
Another,
well,
make
I really
cocktail.
I really want to make a thing out of this. Like, we have to do more with them. This is just amazing.
This is quite amazing. She's such a disruptor.
Yes.
And everyone that we're having on the show this month are
disruptors
in their own ways. So,
including us.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Including us.
Including the Joan and Priya show. We're your disruptors.
There you go. Where's our food today? Did you bring
yes.
in any food?
Casey, my dear.
Casey's going to get poor Casey's like running around. We're like, do this, do that, Casey.
And is Mr. Wade on the
is
phone?
Is he on?
Chef
he didn't
Wade
forget
D.
us this week or take like
happy,
another
happy,
IRS
happy
call?
Hey, I'm here.
So, Wade, what are we eating today?
Oh, man, you guys are eating, well, something that I love to be eating right now because I made it just for you, but I didn't make enough for myself. You're having caramelized Cajun chicken tenders.
Chicken. Ugh. I can't have chicken.
It's so good. I tasted just one piece this morning.
I can't keep
took
up
it
with
off
you
the
religious
station.
Folk, man.
I ate the
and
fish last week. I wasn't supposed
I
to.
Some
no
right
meat.
Now.
You can have a tiny piece right there.
I'm not doing it. No meat.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well.
I told you no meat during Lent. What is this? Is there nothing? Does anyone listen to me? No. I ate the fish
Jody.
Last
Jody.
Week, and I wasn't even supposed
all right.
to.
Well, I'm going to try it. Maybe Corinne. Jody. Corinne, come here. Corinne.
You know?
Our other intern, Corinne. Corinne's going to try it.
It's not me
Casey,
talking. It's
Casey's
your wife.
Casey's observing Lint.
He keeps Lint. Going, Joni, 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 and you keep talking.
Joni.
It's not me. It's her.
Television.
Take that
just
fork, Corinne.
Smell of vision, Joni.
Try it,
just
and then you get
I got it.
Smell
I smell it. It's beautiful. So tell us about it real quick, Wade.
Okay, this is caramel.
Killing me. You're killing me.
Chicken tenders, spicy, delicious. It's got, you know, some down-home spices like paprika, basil. We've got some seasoned salt in there. You know, we've got some nice little black pepper, fried up, caramelize it, and agave syrup, and a little bit of tomato sauce, and oh my God, you've got the, oh, look at, I'm watching your video right now, and you guys are really enjoying this.
Yeah,
I'm really jealous, because I really want some more. I know I'm the cook, but you know, a lot of times the cook doesn't get what he cooks.
Yeah, I don't get what you cook either,
all
dude.
Right. Corinne's going to tell her audience.
You couldn't have made, like, Cajun sweet potatoes?
All right, she's going to give her response. Come on.
So, the chicken tenders are delicious. Delicious, very good. Caramelized, tastes delicious. Very tender.
Yeah, enjoy
very
that.
Very flavorful. Lots of spices. Delicious.
And she had your Aki and saltfish last week, too.
I'll tell you, the Aki and saltfish was delicious. And I actually, fish is not considered meat, but I wasn't really looking to eat anything that was an animal on Fridays, but I did it for you. Don't do that. She's chewing in my ear. Chewing right in my ear.
I'm so bad.
All right. Well, this looks and smells amazing. So they say you eat first with your eyes and your nose.
Mm-hmm.
So I've eaten your chicken with my eyes and my nose.
When is Lent over?
Next week.
Are you
is
sure?
My last week, because next Sunday is Easter.
Okay.
This Sunday is Palm Sunday. Next
okay.
Sunday is
so
Easter.
Okay, so wait.
Yay.
We're going to have to
now
make this
Joey
again.
Can eat again.
Yes, please make this again. In fact, I want three things the following week. Actually, you won't even be here.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be in Seattle.
She's going away. I don't even get food, and he'll probably forget to call. The IRS will
oh, no,
call
no, 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 no. Oh, no, not this time, Joey.
Or
not this time. I'll be calling bright and early for you.
Aw. I love you, Joan.
You can messenger in some food.
True. Very true.
Hey, well, someone need to invent the Star Trek transport. I'll just transport it right over to you.
I love it.
You can drink the liquor, though.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't give up liquor for Lent.
A lot of people can. I don't feel so bad because Katie never gets to eat this either.
I know, Katie.
I know.
Sorry.
It always sounds so good. I want some.
I know, you should. You've had it in the past, but you haven't had it recently. He's up to the game. Let me tell you.
No, I've never had it.
You've never had any of the food?
Because we started after she left.
Oh,
we're trying to spice it up because you
Joey,
weren't here anymore.
We've got to find a way to get this to Katie up in Rochester.
She
we've got
to
help
here.
Her out up there. All this culinary deliciousness in NYC, she's not getting any.
So instead of rent the runway, rent the Wade.
Well, Wade will soon be putting out catering orders. Like, we're going to start working on that part of our business. Yeah.
Catering orders.
You want to do Wade's
Whoa.
Wings.
Yes.
Wade's Wings. I love it.
Yeah, because he makes some slamming wings.
To Rochester?
I don't know. That might cost extra
Wadini
a couple hundred
wing-ding.
Dollars.
Wadini's Wingdings. I love it.
Not like wings.
I know Rochester. No. I love Rochester. Hey,
Wingding is actually a Minnesota thing. Yeah.
Oh, he's not from it. He's Jamaican.
I went to a Wingding. It's a wing party.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
All
okay.
right. So. All right. So how can everybody reach? Oh, wait, we have to go to break. Hold on. And
hold
we'll be right
that
back.
Thought. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
And we're back. Last segment. Katie, how you doing over there?
Oh, you know, just living the dream.
Oh, my God, that happened again.
I said Katie. Oh, my goodness. Wait. What happened? Okay, Katie, how are you doing?
I'm just living the dream.
Awesome.
Great.
Wait, quickly, tell our audience how they get in touch with you.
Okay, guys, you can find me on Instagram. Follow me. I will follow you back, Chef Wade Dini. Hit me up there, and you can follow me also on YouTube. Make sure you guys go there, see the recipes I'm cooking, try them out at home, and make sure you subscribe. I need your support so I can keep my channel up and running, keep making some more slamming dishes.
Absolutely. Put that in the comments as well, Wade, so that people at on Facebook can watch you.
Will do.
Awesome.
Will do.
All right.
All right, thanks, babe.
Bye.
So,
bye,
we're ladies. At our last segment on another
to join to
beautiful
the sub
Friday.
What?
And another beautiful Friday afternoon in New York City. She's sitting here eating chicken next to us. And
okay, we'll move it. We'll move
no,
it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. And we're talking about Dr. Nicola.
Okay,
nice,
the sub-conference keeps on wanting to join our conversation.
We have just, it's very strange today. It's like you talked about that black hole as the first thing when we came in, and it's like the black hole universe is kind of coming into us today. It's interesting.
I don't know.
Very, very interesting. So we were just talking at the break, and I was saying I have to skedaddle very quickly because I'm still taking Landmark Forum Introduction Leaders Program class, and it's every Friday afternoon. And I'm so excited because after that, my very dear friend is flying in right now. She's on a plane from San Francisco. We are doing a Peace Corps reunion this weekend. There's 13 of us getting together in New York, gathering. I was in the Peace Corps from 95 to 97 in Voronezh, Russia. So hi to my friend Galina. Mm-hmm. She will actually be here the last Friday of the month, and you won't even be here to meet her.
Oh, she's coming to the studio?
She's not going to be able to come to the studio. She's speaking at Columbia University.
Oh, my God.
They're doing a freedom of expression
conference. We'll do a Facebook Live. Are you going?
I am not. No, it's closed. It's a lot of attorneys from around the world. She's an attorney, a lawyer who defends journalism rights. She's an amazing human
considering what's going on right now.
Exactly.
With WikiLeaks and all that stuff.
I know he was just taken out of Ecuador's embassy and arrested, and he's going to be extradited and charged now after 7 years of hiding out. Doesn't even look like him.
I know. I couldn't tell you taking away. I'm like, he's in his 40s? Yeah. He couldn't be in his 40s.
He's had a tough time, and he's been hiding out and not being able to do anything. But it's going to be very exciting. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a lot of these ladies. I've seen my friend Jennifer from California, but I haven't seen a lot of these ladies since we left Russia, since we all finished our service.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be kind of cool. We're going to go
what's that, like 30 years?
No, 22 years ago.
Oh, wow.
22 years ago. 1997 is when I left the country and came back home.
Oh, my God.
I know. And exactly, it's when I was traveling by myself afterwards. I went to India. That's when I met Ritu's mom on the train.
Wow.
It was like one
How
of those
kismet.
Things.
All these things are happening at the same time.
All of them. I know. Isn't that strange? Mm-hmm. All of these are happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. But these women are some incredible women that I've known all these years. And I'm bummed I haven't seen them in all these years. But we have this 2 years of history together.
Wow.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very cool. So we are doing some fun New York things all day tomorrow. And then we're going to a wonderful, I go every summer to this restaurant quite a lot on the boardwalk in Coney Island, Brighton Beach. And we're going to sit outside if it's nice out tonight.
It's supposed to rain all weekend.
And eat Russian food and dance and listen to Russian music all night long. So
that's awesome.
Yes.
It's so funny that you have this whole world around you and now all my clients are Russian.
that's very interesting. I got to meet some of them. I have to come with you one day and meet some of them and talk with them.
A woman who does Botox is right across
the
city.
She's Russian also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I'm going after this.
And find out, are they actually from Russia? Because some people say they're Russian, but they're actually from Ukraine or they're from somewhere else. So just find out if she's actually from Russia and where.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, let me know where.
Yeah.
Tell her my city was Voronezh.
Voronezh.
I'll spell it and write it out for you.
Voronezh.
Katie's back on. Katie, welcome back.
You.
We lost you somewhere along the way.
I know. The conference line dropped me. I was like, come on, people.
Oh, come on, people. Don't drop me.
Well, you're back on.
I'm here. I'm
that's
here.
All good, Katie. So, Katie, what does your weekend look like?
Nothing major.
just hanging out. Probably going to go on a hike. We found a really cool trail right near our apartment. So
fabulous. Oh, I'm so jealous.
Go back there again with Murphy.
With Murph.
Yeah, just enjoy the nice weather.
Fabulous. Love it. And what are you doing this weekend, Miss Priya?
I'm going to be working and laundry.
Laundry is going to take all weekend.
I'm so backed up.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm really backed up.
I just did it this week and it was a lot. It was like three loads. It often is three loads because I'll pile up and I'll do like sheets and towels separately.
It's just you
as
and
well.
Hubble. I have five people.
You do.
Three of which
are
adults.
Why
are
you doing it? Why can't they do it? Yes, bone of contention. I can take a deep breath there.
It's like with dishes with Wade. Nobody helps Wade do the dishes.
Nobody helps Wade. Do you have a dishwasher?
No.
Its name
too
is
small.
Priya. I have a teeny tiny dishwasher, and I love my teeny tiny dishwasher.
Really? Yeah, I
use
know.
It quite a lot.
You're like,
I'm like, do not wash that. Put it in the dishwasher.
You're like crazy lady when I go to her house. She's like, put that in the dishwasher.
Don't wash that, because I'll put it in even if it's clean, because I want it like
sterilized.
I do want everything sterilized. But we're lucky because it is becoming nicer out. It feels like the city is waking up again. Don't you feel that?
A little bit. I kind of feel like the crazies are out. Again.
The crazies are out. I think the crazies are always out.
Yeah,
I think
but
it's
you know
just
when
a matter
cold?
Of like we're noticing it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you strip the layers off, you start to notice that more.
Yeah, the crazies are out.
Yeah. And then we get a little, you know, we get a little like crazy funky.
All right. So, you know, in the first segment, we didn't talk about what we learned.
Our learns of the week.
Yeah,
so what is yours?
You go first.
Got you first.
You always ask me first. That. Okay. Talk. Talk.
So I learned this week to slow down. Mm. And I realized actually I can get very frantic because I want to do everything for everyone. I'm a real people pleaser. It's a winning suit for me or a winning combination for me. And I'm constantly trying to help other people and make sure everything's going. And I forget sometimes to just take a breath and do for me. It's like put your oxygen mask on first. Mm-hmm. So it's good to sometimes slow down because I realize I also don't have to be doing things 24/7.
Yeah.
Like I don't have to wake up when I wake up at 5 to listen to my motivational call. I don't have to jump on and do the Instagram for a client immediately.
Yeah.
It can wait. Things can wait. You can go into it slowly. And, you know, I'm learning a lot about that and it's challenging. I'm also learning to not look and think that just because someone else is doing something that everything is so perfect.
Yeah.
That people just
grass is
always greener. They're just trying to get through life. Yeah. Everybody is just trying to get through life. And we don't really know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one step in front of the other.
Yeah. So,
one foot in front of the other, one step at a time.
That's similar to what I have to share because you know, everybody looks from the outside. They see that we're doing 1,000 things, right? We look like we have our shit together.
Yep.
But, you know, what happens to me, what specifically happened to me last night is that I snapped on my kids because I was so stressed out.
Well, they don't do laundry. I snap on them too.
And it happens.
Or dishes.
It happens when there's just a lot of stuff going on. And I'm trying to be as patient as I can with them. But they're in teenage mode where they're just still talking to you when you tell them, you know, can you hold on? Can you hold on? Can you hold on? And then I'm like, shut up. And unfortunately, I snapped at Ava last night. I feel really bad about it. But, you know, I she said to me, she's like, what happened to you today to make you act like this? And I took a second. I was like, the hell, I didn't say this to her. But I was like, how dare you be reasonable with me? Well, in my brain, I'm just like,
but in all fairness to you,
yeah,
she was continuing to talk when you just said no, right? For a minute.
Well,
you needed
she
a little
was
time, mommy time out.
Well, I was editing a program,
right?
Editing a video, and I had been editing video since I got home. So I was like, I need to relax. It was like 10:30 p.m. And she was in the living room with me and she wanted to turn off the light.
Okay.
And I was like, no, I need to see what I'm doing on my laptop. And she's like, why don't you go just go sit in the kitchen and go work in the kitchen? I'm like, no, I want to sit. I'm going to be done in 10 minutes. And then she wouldn't stop being like, I need to turn the light off. I need to turn the light off.
It.
And before you knew it, I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's wrong with you? How dare you talk to me like that? Wow. I'm like, I am not your... Anyway, we went into the whole parent thing. I threw at her the parent card. I'm like, I'm not your friend. Don't talk to me like that.
Yep, yep. And all she wanted was the light out.
Yeah, so, you know.
So you two had
And she even said to me, Dad would not treat me like this.
It depends on that day, I bet. All right, we have 1 minute until we are going away for the day.
So next week we have Valerie on.
And next week you're with us because then the week after you're away, we have Valerie from Hemp Lifestyle Network
And there's
on.
A lot of stuff going on about
It's a lot of stuff going on. I have been taking CBD oil now, and I really am I'm loving it. Really loving it.
And you know,
it.
It's and like
I've
a huge marketing
Sam
thing.
Knows a lot about it, so we'll ask him some questions. Sam's friend. Sam won't be here. Bummer.
Oh, well.
Sam won't be
we'll
here.
Channel him.
But Valerie will be in person with us, and it's going to be very exciting. It's the company is called Canaway with a K, and we'll post that so you can learn about it in advance, and you can call in and ask questions.
All right. So awesome. Make sure you tune in next week.
Yes, make sure you tune in next week. And don't go away, because right after this is Tony Martinetti, Nonprofit Radio. Bye, everybody. Have a great day from
Bye,
Talk Radio.
Love
NYC.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.